The other thing that's interesting, because I think we keep seeing this over and over in the docetaxel studies, is this sort of 16 to 17% rate of fever and neutropenia with docetaxel as a single agent. And as you know, your former partner down here, Chuck Vogel, did the study of docetaxel with and without pegfilgrastim and showed a 17% rate of fever and neutropenia versus 1% if you got pegfilgrastim. And I think, you know, that's the whole basis for the sort of extended indication for prophylactic pegfilgrastim, you know, for regimens that have a rate of febrile neutropenia of 17% or so. You know, it makes me think, if I'm going to use docetaxel in a lot of patients, I would probably try to get pegfilgrastim for them. I mean, 17% rate of fever and neutropenia is just too high.
Is that what you were seeing in your adjuvant study where you had AC followed by docetaxel or docetaxel capecitabine?
We haven't seen any data on that. In our ACTC study, what we saw was we saw a higher rate of fever and neutropenia. The actual numbers are 5.5% for TC, but that's a far cry from 16 or 17%. And in the AC arm, it was 2.5%. You know, those are the numbers I usually think about with AC or FAC, you know, that there's just really no justification for prophylactic white blood cell growth factors or regimens that have a 2.5-3% rate of fever and neutropenia. Maybe they're special patients or older patients or patients who had severe, profound neutropenia even without fever the first course, you might think about it. There are some studies predicting for subsequent rates of fever and neutropenia. But I do think you have to start thinking about this just for routine care. I mean, if it was you or I getting adjuvant chemo and we ended up in the hospital for 4 days and fever and IV antibiotics and all the things that go along with it, it's really, you know, pretty serious complication. It's not that you're going to die from it. It just really interrupts the whole treatment, makes you think about, is this worthwhile? Should I take any more treatment? I mean, I've certainly had patients in the past who have refused any further treatment if that happens to them. And you're trying to give them assurances you can keep it from happening the next time, knowing in your heart that hopefully you can, but maybe you can't.
So when you use AC followed by docetaxel, do you use preemptive growth factors for the docetaxel?
Generally, I don't, but I really am starting to think about that. And I guess I would do it more on a case-by-case basis. You know, you sort of see docetaxel being used, at least the full dose, in younger patients. That's sort of kind of what I see, you know, where you have a little less chance of that. But in the older patient, some comorbidities, I think the justification is pretty close to being there.